letting the rat run being letting your mind run and you want to get reactive, you want to get in the fight, versus taking the time to create some space within yourself with the breath.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today is one of our favorite subjects. Breathing for relationship enjoyment. So we've been together 10 years, and quite often people ask us, what's your secret? What, how is it that you, in fact, some people think we're one of those flukes that, you know, just so happened to meet and work it out. And it takes some work.
It does take some work. And look, you know, the problems are that people in relationships, one, tend to be reactive. I mean, humans in general are reactive, but it really gets in the way of a relationship. The other thing is the difference or being in contempt of your partner versus respecting them. And this has been something that we've really worked on a lot. And, you know, if you don't know what I mean by that, it could be something as simple as you're out at a gathering with other friends and your partner says something and you kind of call them stupid or give them this look or put them down in front of people.
You know what it is. It's that little ting.
Yeah, it's a little you are wrong and I'm right and now I'm going to hose you in front of people sort of thing. So don't think we haven't done that before.
Yes. So what we're looking at here is what's the opportunity? And what we found is that, look, the biggest thing that I have noticed and experienced in this relationship is being able to interrupt a pattern.
Interrupt me.
Because I do that really well.
But it is. It's really about interrupting the reactive energy that comes up, you know, like the anger or the frustration or the I told you so or the I was right and you were wrong. That reactive energy that surfaces. And look, nobody is a master at catching that stuff. I mean, your body and your mind reacts so fast that not even you can catch it sometimes.
Especially those that would probably call themselves sensitive. It's more hyper-reactive. So it's more like, you know, I can remember when I was dealing with postnatal depression, I was very hyper-reactive with the first baby that we had. And Shane would come home. We're both learning how to do business at this time. And everything was new to us. And he would come home and he'd be like, oh, what did you do today? And I took that.
That's not how I said it.
Well, that's how I took it.
Hey, what did you do today?
Yeah.
Let's see how she heard it.
Yeah. And so that was my listening. So my automatic reaction to that was, I've been doing baby stuff and, you know, like reacting to get the out of my face because I am threatened by what you're asking me. And what I found is that when I could actually stop and create some space, so there's a bit of a framework around this. When somebody says something or when he would say that to me, I learn to react with a breath first. So like if he would say something to me and it would upset me, I would just go...
So that automatically creates space. And this is the distinction here. Letting the rat run, being letting your mind run and you want to get reactive, you want to get in the fight, versus taking the time to create some space within yourself with the breath. And that space, doing that action and that space, just allows you that split second more to think. And the other thing that I will add into this is that while the breathing is amazing for giving you the space, you still have to be able to recognize whether you want to be right about something. You still have to recognize if what you're saying is actual fact. Just the facts, ma'am.
But even if it is fact, you can be factually right, correct, but still be arguing.
Yes. But you know, there's a little thing in you that when you want to have a go at your partner, or when you're fighting with someone, or you cling on to something, there's something in you where you know deep down that you want it your way.
Yeah. And the key here really is about releasing the intensity of the things that are going on inside your body. So for me, when I would get angry, sometimes one breath wasn't enough. In fact, I would have to do 100 or 200 of really fast angry breathing.
And it moves. And you know, you guys have been practicing with us for a while, and you would have come across our 7-step quick start program, and we talk about the circular breathing, and it moves a lot of energy really fast. So when you get that automatic thump of energy, like the anger or the frustration or the rage or whatever it is that people label it, it's a lot of energy. And so when you can go shift straight into a breather, and it looks pretty funny, because we start just and you know what, that is a way better than being in contempt of each other. It's way better. And look, you know, from doing something simple like breathing and then assessing or giving yourself a quick self audit about why you want to be right about things and things like that, this brings you then to start to create time and space in your relationship. And this is the really important part. The important part is that we do not waste time being angry at each other. We don't waste time. I mean, you know, I know of people who, you know, they have a fight and one of them takes off somewhere for 2 days or 3 days, or they mope around the house. Ooh, and they being angry,
like,
and or you might have one of those relationships where you're actually just always angry and in contempt of each other, but you don't know why. You forgot about why, but you're annoyed or activated by your partner or by your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your, you know, boyfriend, whoever it is, and you don't even know why.
And
that's, you know, like, but for me, that's one of the ones where I was like, I don't want to be like that.
That's the important part about releasing the intensity, because I used to stuff it down. I used to go, oh, get rid of it or stuff it down because, you know, it's my stuff I have to deal with, or I'm so angry at him for whatever it is. But I would be one of those that would stuff it down. So for me, being able to stop and go and get angry by myself in the bedroom and do angry breathing, it actually gave me permission to be human. It gave me permission to feel it. And it gave me permission to let it go. So that is just, I just got chills. It still works amazingly.
And just to be clear, the first step is recognizing that you're in that mode, recognizing the frustration, recognizing your breathing during that time is the first step. The second step is to do something with your breathing that's going to shift the energy, whatever it is in the moment. If it's a massive amount of sighs, or it's real fast circular breathing, whatever it is that you need to do,
your partner will laugh at you.
We have had that situation. So it's just of vital importance that you start training your nervous system to do that straight away.
Yeah.
And that's why we have those simple breathing techniques that we teach that are going to be able to allow you to shift that energy really fast.
And when you do it, the results speak for yourself. You'll start having real conversations instead of heated discussions. You'll be able to talk like real people. You'll have measurable results. You'll have more time and feel more present. And that respect will be there just always.
You do. You go from being reactive to proactive in your relationship. And look, you know, it might sound sucky, but we kind of have looked at our relationship the same way we look at our business, the same way we look at many other things in our life. And, you know, you always hear that old adage, you know, don't be reactive, be proactive with it. So,
and it also has that feeling of commitment, because when you're committed to shifting the energy within yourself, then you're committed to whatever you got going on with your partner and making it work. And it's not just partners; it's the same theory
with your kids,
for children,
with your boss at
exactly.
work, with you know, I mean. Yeah. Try it out. You know, the breathing, look, again, the breathing doesn't have to be noisy and rapid like we do it. It could be as little as taking one full breath in.
Yeah.
And letting it go with a sigh, you know, and that will create the space for you to do it. So,
I was going to say, just to wrap it all up, look, some of the key lessons that we've learned is that we're not perfect. Mm. And the big thing is that I don't expect him to be perfect either. And so that gives us a space to make mistakes. And so when we do make mistakes, we can deal with it ourselves, and the other person gives us a space to deal with it. And then also, cycles are really important.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with, you know, look, women have cycles and men have cycles. Mm-hmm. We all have cycles. The planets have cycles. The moon have cycles. Mm-hmm. To think that we're any different would be crazy.
Yeah, that's a great point. What Angie's raising is that when you start to tune yourself with the natural cycles of nature and the natural cycles of your body, then you start to find that you have less grumpiness going on, less wanting to be out of cycle or out of sync. And so you'll find that if you harmonize the natural energy and harmonize your nature, then it opens up space for you to have an enjoyable relationship, to have an enjoyable existence, have an enjoyable relationship with your kids or your boss. Mm. And that is one thing that's, it's not hard to do. It's actually not hard to start to take notice of the cycles in which phase you're in. We are going to talk more about cycles, so that's going to be something that we will be
currently putting together this program around breathing with your cycles.
Yep.
And it does include both, well, you know, we all go through the similar cycles, but it does, women, you can definitely know that they're having a cycle. It is like loud and proud, that's for sure. So we're just using that as a framework. Mm. And one of the biggest things is just about hand it over to the breath. So how does the breath want to move during those cycles? So we'll be releasing that shortly as well.
And look, I think to finish this off, what this has really given us, or what it's done personally for me, is it's allowed us to be twice or three times as effective in our business, in our life, in our career, in everything that we've chosen to do, because we're not spending the time being angry at each other and that we create more energy and we get more shit done.
Yeah, so it's creating the space, breathing into the intensity of the feelings and letting it go. And seeing where that takes you, and just have a play with it. Have fun.
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for listening to the Breathing Edge podcast with us. We invite you to join the free Breathing Edge community, where you'll get more tips and techniques, along with exclusive live breathing sessions via Facebook Live. Just search for the Breathing Edge in Facebook groups and click on the Join Group button to apply. We'll see you in the community. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.